I like waiting.
For what?
It creates a sense of unease in the listener.
Really?
And what am I here for if not to do that?
Well, you're not allowed to say you don't like to be here anymore.
Why? I don't.
Because our fans have spoken.
I know. Everyone says they hate when they hear me do that. But I'll be honest. Why would I like it?
I don't know. We have fun in here.
I have fun doing, like, I love sitting in front of my computer and letting 8 hours go by as I watch Showtime on demand.
Yeah, but what's on there? Nothing now.
Contraire, I believe there's the new Liev Schreiber joint. It's not Leave, apparently, like I thought it was. It's Liev, like he's a Russian city.
What is the program?
He has Ray Donovan, which is the crappiest name since Jack Reacher.
Oh, gosh, that's awful.
They're in the same league, I'm sorry. Which is worse, actually.
I mean,
Jack Reacher at least had like a funny homosexual connotation because it was Tom Cruise and it's like this close to Jack Reacher around.
It was a terrible movie. I was talking about that earlier with my mom. Like, it's funny. He is skilled, and they say what a consummate professional like he is as far as knowing his lines and doing his own stunts and how much he puts into his roles.
Like, but financing wise.
Well, and that's the thing. Like, when he does his own movies, they are just god-awful. It's kind of like when Scientology got involved with John Travolta doing
Battlefield Earth.
Yeah, whatever it was. It was just...
I remember seeing that once. I was extremely high, and that didn't help it.
I didn't want to see it, and I actually...
It was just on HBO at 2 a.m., and you're just like, I think this will be the time.
I actually tried, and I tried to, and I just couldn't. It was so hokey and terrible.
What blew my mind is it used, like, alternative wipes, like actual side wipes on the screen, like something you would see on a public access channel, speaking of which.
I mean, but the thing is, like...
You almost wanted, like, a star wipe, you know what I mean? Or just fade to a little star in the middle.
But with Tom Cruise, whenever Scientology gets involved or his own production company, it seems like it's going to be a big tank snooze fest, doo-doo monger. I saw both Oblivion and Jack Reacher, and they were both, you might
as well. Was Oblivion his?
I don't know that it was his, but I think that he gets a lot of creative, I think, rights to that production.
Well, at this point, yeah.
Yeah.
It's this weird balance. He's almost like an old porn star.
Oh, my.
Where they're like, oh, I've been banged out so many times, I want to write and direct now. And on one hand, it's like the people that do hire them have to acquiesce to whatever they want. And on the other, the world's passed them by.
But when you look at him in Tropic Thunder or you look at him in The Last Mission Impossible.
Well, Tropic Thunder is just a cameo.
But still, it was very good. Like, everybody loved
him. I'll say this. Yeah. He got to rag on Jewish people the way no one else in that city would. If anyone else came in and was like, I'm going to play a hairy Jew lawyer that acts real Jewy.
Smart.
Or he was an agent. Yeah. Anyone else would have been like, I'm sorry, but no.
I don't know. They still would have.
We have movies to finance in the future, good sir.
But it was fun. And he did well. And same with the Mission Impossible. I don't think he had much. You know what I mean? That was a big thing. And it was a follow up, blah, blah, blah.
I think the first couple were big. And then.
The last one did well.
Three and four. It's not like they weren't big, but it's kind of passed it by.
But you know what? I thought it was going to stink. I thought it was going to just be terrible. And I really have not become such a fan of Tom Cruise. He never was the cat's pajamas for me anyhow.
Yeah, he's actually like not a bad looking person. So you'd be like, I'm not into that type.
Well,
him and George Clooney, who do they think they are?
But he's only 3 feet tall.
He really is. I think he's like, what, realistically
five?
Is he five? God, is he that bad?
I mean, I think 5'6" with his lips.
I was going to say 5'6". I was going to give him that extra inch.
But people, he was here in D.C. for
the
something.
The penis estimate inch, as we call it. Anytime you put one of those out and a girl's like, how big are you? You're like, 7". On a good day, if the barometer's yawn and...
Yeah, but they say he's just a tiny man.
Let's do the intros.
Okay.
Speaking of tiny and insignificant, you're listening to Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papa Giorgio. With me today, you're recognizing the voice, I'm guessing.
Ta-da, it's me, Allison.
Say the full name.
Allison Elizabeth Frank. Ta-da.
I didn't need the middle name. Now you went too far with it. Show's website, inpapasbasement.com. Go there for everything you could ever want related to this show. We put new episodes up every Monday and every Thursday, except for this week, because once in a while I need time off. We'll get to that in a minute, because I do want to discuss that.
Yeah, you should, because everyone was a little crabby about that.
I heard a touch of bitching. You're the co-hostess with 200 followers and probably 50 people texted you, like, where's my show?
Yeah.
I had literally one listener leave a comment.
And what did it say?
Good old Lindsay.
Oh.
She was like, hey, stop being lazy. Make an episode. I want to listen at work.
Yeah,
you know what? Your urge for new episode doesn't outweigh my need to do nothing once in a while.
Did you do nothing?
We'll get to that in a second.
Oh, okay.
Saturday really was a day of nothing. It was impressive.
Monumental nothing.
Again, we'll get to it in a second. Go to the website. There's an iTunes subscription link at the top. Please subscribe to us on iTunes. You don't have to download us that way. Just subscribe. It counts like towards our ratings or some sort of phantom thing that I should know. These arcane trickeries for how you get ranked and internet famous. Obviously, yeah. I'm doing it bass ackwards.
Yeah.
Whatever I'm doing is failing. But I know iTunes is good. Go there, rate us well.
Yeah.
And subscribe. And hit us up on Twitter as well. That's the other big one. At Papa's Basement for me. At Allison Frank for Allison. And it's Allison. Facebook.com/Papa's Basement also has a lot of stuff that we do.
Yep.
There you go.
Ta-da.
Yeah, you got a lot more crap than I did for taking the week off.
Yeah, and it's not really my show. You know, I'm not.
It's
in
not your call to make.
I'm not in the driver's seat. I just tag along. So
you should record like one lady shows, little vagina monologues, and then I could upload those on the
that
off
show
weeks.
Was terrible, just awful. And that goes back to my not being overly anything. You want to rag on me about Black people or celebrities or whatever, but I saw the vagina monologues and I'm not rah-rah.
I saw it on HBO.
It was horrible.
Yeah,
it was
unwatchable.
So dumb. Yeah, it's just.
I had no idea women hated their vaginas so much. Thinking it's like all ugly and beat. Even if it is, so what? It's getting hit in the dark.
I didn't get that vibe. It was just a lot of jokes.
Oh, really?
Stuff.
I remember a lot of women like talking about looking at their box in the mirror and being like, this isn't pretty and all that stuff. Maybe I made all this up. I could be way off.
I remember.
But we're going to roll with it.
I remember it more being like, it's kind of like a flashback or something, but your vagina is doing the talking.
Is that it? Oh, yeah. The vag is talking.
Yes.
I could be way off
on behalf
off
of the woman. Yeah.
What was I watching?
I don't know.
An episode of Saint Elsewhere.
But I kind of tuned out. I actually saw it in D.C. and it just was.
Oh, you saw it live?
Yeah, I did. Mm-hmm.
Support in the arts like a mo.
I actually like the arts, but this show was not very
good. I don't.
It was bad. It got a lot of rave reviews. It's kind of like the theater version of Big Bang to me. Like, you get a lot of hoorah, but it was
the only thing
dud.
I've wanted to see in the
funny.
Theater is the Mike Tyson thing. And apparently HBO's picked that up.
Oh, really?
I knew if I waited long enough, something good would happen. Yeah, just Mike Tyson, like, orating his life. God, that sounds good. Just saying that aloud.
There are several shows that I'd like to see. But, I mean, you don't like stand-up and those kinds of things. But even beyond that, I mean, there's some good stuff out there.
No, I really don't. Even though, like, I recognize it's something yeah. I should do for publicity, I do not like the rehearsed nature of stand-up.
Yeah.
That's why I love radio. It's just a conversation done well.
I mean, I don't mind stand-up, but I don't like jokes necessarily. So I guess I'm more, like, considered I enjoy improv, I guess.
Like,
more.
You would just want someone to walk on stage and be silent for 18 minutes
no,
and then
I
say
don't.
The word fly and then walk off and just blow everyone's mind, like be meta as hell.
I don't like jokes that are written, you know.
Neither do I, but even the funny guys, like even Jim Norton, who kills on Opie and Anthony.
Yeah.
And his stand-up's fine. Like, it's good stuff.
Yeah.
It's still like a joke that's rehearsed over and over. And I'm the same way. Will is too.
Yeah.
We've had this talk before. It's like, as much as we like humor, we like it in these weird improvisational contexts.
Yeah.
And yet, if you ask us about real improv, we're like, that's the dumbest thing on earth. Where it's like, give us a scene and a verb. Go to hell.
I mean, I do. I mean, Woody Allen, he does a lot of jokes, but some of his humor, I mean, I really do like, and I do like to read his stuff. So, I mean, and he does jokes. He doesn't really do stories so much. I mean, he does plays and those kinds of things.
You mean like kind of witty one-liners, but you actually like him.
Yeah. I mean, some of his are clever. And he's more intellectual, so it's, I don't know, it's kind of funny. He uses big words and stuff, and I
own those
that.
Books. I've never, like, Without Feathers. And
yeah, it's good.
It's all right. I remember you saying that was like your bedtime story with your mom, right?
Well, we used to each read a part. One of the best ones, one of my favorites, is Death by Woody Allen. And I think that's,
you've talked about it.
Yeah. And it's, we each played a character, and I played Kleinman, which is the main character, you know. Which Kleinman is like the stereotypical.
Should we do
neurotic.
That on the air? Is that what you want to do?
We should. It's actually pretty funny.
At the end, you'll start crying, go, mommy, mommy, and embrace me.
I don't think it'll go that far, but it is pretty funny. Your listeners should look it up.
They're good books from what I recall.
And they're inexpensive. Now you can get them because they're all
$5 each or something.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. So.
But I want to address all the chewing out that especially you get, but I've gotten in the past for the times I take a week off from the show or whatever.
I must have.
And
got, like,
people bitch. They don't like to hear me say that the shows work or that I don't like it. Yeah. Yada, yada. First of all, wake up. If I didn't like the damn show, I wouldn't do it.
Right.
I'm not paid to do it. It costs me money to drive in and record. It costs me time.
Right.
I have to pay for web hosting for the damn show. And then all the time I put into promoting it, which gets me nowhere because you all apparently listen in silence, headphones on underneath your blankets, and don't tell a damn friend about the show.
Yeah. What's up with that?
You want me more fired up about it? Get me more listeners. I'm the lazy one. You sit there and passively listen to a show and tell no one about it. I'm the one that has to record this, upload it, edit it.
Yeah.
Pay all my station dues.
Yeah.
It gets to me.
Yeah.
I like it. It's the same way a man bitches about his wife all day or his marriage or his kids. He loves these things. They're important to him. Right. But when he says, sometimes I wish they'd just disappear, we need a break from anything.
Oh, God.
That's just life.
Is this where we reenact Home Alone?
Yes, and I'll come and kiss you on the lips and go, Kevin!
Oh, my.
After my bus ride with John Candy. Oh. Wasn't he in like a livestock vehicle? It was like an Oompa band. It was just the most over-the-top crap.
I think that was his family.
As fondly remembered as John Hughes was, let's not forget he crapped the bathtub once or twice as well. Buck was under his watch, too.
But I mean, that had its moments. It was all right.
Uncle Buck has been on HBO so many damn times lately.
Really?
Oh, yeah. And I've just caught like 15 minutes here, 15 minutes there.
Yeah.
And it's allowed me to piece together the fact that Uncle Buck is not a good film. Poor John Candy.
Well, I mean, he
was like the Wilt Chamberlain of comedic actors. Just this great individual talent who was always married to crappy efforts.
I think he had his moments.
Well, he transcended his material. Off the top of my head, I don't know of many good movies he was in. Mm. And when he was alive, people were just like, oh my God, another piece of John Candy crap. Like critics especially were like, who is this man's agent? Like, is he getting paid in bacon? It was that kind of thing. You wondered who the hell was calling the shots for him.
I don't know. I mean, John Candy, he was kind of like a lovable kind of
guy. He was great, but you have to look back and be like, okay, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, that was a good movie he was in. And other than that, there's like, what, Uncle Buck, Great Outdoors, which is the horrible one that he did with...
Spaceballs.
You know what? Overrated. I'm sorry. Everyone who saw that as a kid and is like, it's the funniest thing ever, go back. It's not.
I mean, if you're seven, it probably is.
Yeah, it killed when you're seven. And the problem is these guys still have such fond memories.
Yeah.
I'm gonna throw this in your face, too. Indiana Jones. Same thing.
I don't.
Really not that good when you go back. Okay movie, but it's like everyone saw it as a kid.
Yeah.
And thought it was the best thing ever. That's why I saw most of them, I think, when I was like 15, 18 for the first time. So Crystal Skull came out and everyone's like, oh, it's so bad. I'm like, it's the same crap as the other three. What are you talking about? It doesn't have James Bond. That's the only difference.
But we like Sean Connery. So.
He's great. Don't get me wrong. But everyone was like, oh, so different. Oh, really? There were loud, dumb action sequences that were completely improbable. And like a stupid little MacGuffin he was chasing down. And
I don't even remember it, to tell you the truth. I don't think I
saw
them all.
Me neither.
I might have saw one. I'm not even sure I did.
No,
I never saw the Romancing the Stone. That was another.
That was Douglas, right?
Yeah.
And man voice?
Yes, I was just going to say
scary
that.
Man voice?
Yeah, I don't know who it is. I can picture
Kathleen Turner.
Yes, yeah.
who had like a smoky voice when she was younger. That was a body you just had no idea it was going to go that way. And it did not ease into it either, if I recall. Like, she's doing Jessica Rabbit, and you're kind of like, oh, God, yeah, Kathleen Turner. I
did she do
rail
Jessica Rabbit?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. I've never seen that one.
Rail the hell out of those cartoon fun bags. That's a good one. Roger Rabbit.
Yeah.
I love, oh, crap, whoever played the detective in that. He's this British guy who's like more monkey than man.
Oh, I don't
Great
know.
Actor. I think Bob something.
I don't know.
Really good. Mm-mm. He had a, oh, God, gosh darn it. We're doing a clean one. You're making me think he did a British gangster movie.
Mm-mm.
It wasn't like Good Friday. Oh, you're killing me, Smalls.
Yeah, I don't know what it.
Damn, my poor, poor memory.
I actually never saw that. I know it was big and all that, but I missed it. So
I saw it as a kid, and then I saw it maybe 5 years ago. It's really damn good.
Is it? Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I missed it. So, but I don't like the guy that does the voice of Roger Rabbit. I think he's
who is that ass?
He's just a he's a comedian, whatever.
Yeah, I didn't like it.
Yeah, he's a little.
But I could put up with it.
Oh, I don't
Bob
mind.
Bob Hoskins, I think.
No, that's the bald guy. That's the his
damn
buddy.
Who? Oh, Bob Hoskins is the other actor. That's what I'm talking about. He played Eddie, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He is a really good actor.
Yeah. Yeah, I like him. He's cool.
Is The Long Good Friday?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
I think that's it. That's a
Actually,
really good
as a
movie
teen,
with
I was
Helen
into
Mirren, like before she was old. Like now, Helen Mirren, you see her and she's like, oh, she's old and I'd tag it.
Yeah.
This is just her, like, young with like her jugs up to her neck. Oh, God. She was like their Dolly Parton. Oh, she was built. Oh, God. Yeah. That was good stuff. Back to the show, though.
Yes, okay.
If people are pissed off that we don't do shows, and that's their right, but you know what? Go out there, tell people about the shows.
Yeah.
Do some effort for me.
Yeah.
How's that? I'm like your mom, and you're bitching at me because I didn't do your laundry for you this weekend. How about you thank me for all the weeks I've done your damn laundry already, for all the meals I've made? All the times you forgot your lunch and I drove it into school for you.
But there's new listeners and they're not aware of how much blood, sweat, and tears you put into it. So
they'll get there. They'll get to be the neglectful little brats. Give them time.
My
if you're
goodness.
A new listener,
no more.
Know that this will apply to you in 6 months.
No more steak cauliflower for you.
No hiding behind Allison's skirt here and bitching about it. You got a problem with no show for the week? At Papa's Basement. I'm right here. Tweet me.
Yeah.
Please, tweet me about anything. Allison gets all the feedback on the show. She's like, everyone is dying to hear the episode. Is it going to be uploaded at midnight tonight? You know the one thing I ever hear? I'm trying to remember the Twitter handles. It's Samias Gorobo, or I'm butchering it here. Seamus. Yeah, I don't know. I thought it was like the Metroid character's name.
I don't know.
The only tweets I ever get about the show are when they hit me up and they're like, your link's broken. It's the same episode as earlier this week. That's it. I got no good feedback.
Oh, that's
too Other bad. Than once in a while, people will stumble and admit they've listened to it for like
well,
2 years.
I ask people to tell me about it. I mean, I'm anxious to see, you know, what they like and what they don't. So, I mean.
I'd like that. I'd like feedback.
Well,
it helps. It's better than going horse in a vacuum, Allison.
Well, now they know.
Can anyone hear me? Hear me? That's the show sometimes.
Aw, people hear us. It's good.
They do. I can see the numbers that get downloaded. They always quote the fact that it's like a half of 1%, I think, of people that actually call into radio shows compared to the listeners.
I gotcha.
So if we only have, I don't know, a couple thousand listeners, that doesn't make for many people to interact with me.
Yes, it is.
And we do. We have a couple thousand.
Yeah,
like
but
I can tell you from the numbers.
Yeah, but I think when you put it out there, I mean, aren't a lot of them on Twitter? That's why I hopped on the Twitter bandwagon.
Like Twitter and Facebook and just leaving comments on the site, and there's an email address. There's tons of ways to hit me up.
Yeah.
Use them. I get bored. I can only look at the same porn so much.
Gross.
Scoreland updates a couple times a week.
Yeah, what were you telling me about Scoreland? Who's added on there? Your pal or something?
Oh, yeah. A friend of mine, Dawn.
Yeah.
Or
what does she
her
do?
Her stage
she...
name.
Oh, does she dance or something?
I don't know. She's just trying to make a break in like busty porn because she's a busty gal.
I mean, but does she want to do like porn or she just wants to
I told her to
show,
go,
her,
like, well,
show her chi-chis or what?
I guess she got into it because, yeah, it was like, you know what's better than being on Twitter and not pulling out my jugs? Pulling them out. And I was, of course, I'm like.
Does she pull them out on Twitter?
Well, she has like a separate, you should forget what I said her real name was. And she has a real account. Like, I'm sorry, the anonymous porn account by another name. I think
which
it's,
is what?
I'm going to butcher it. I know it's Misty something. Let me look it up. Give me a second.
Okay.
I got it somewhere.
But does she
pad for a second, woman?
No problem. But does she want to, like, you know, that other girl that you were telling me about who's local and she just does her chi-chis. She just shows her chi-chis, her goodies up top. And that's what she's known for.
You mean my friend who died?
No, she's not dead.
Who?
That somebody banged her. Someone you know banged her. But that's
oh.
how she's.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But she's known as just the booby girl or whatever.
Oh,
like she doesn't
do porn
or whatever. But
No. She's just a chick that's known online for having big jugs.
Right.
And I'm very proud of my friend.
But
he knows who he is.
Is that what Dawn wants to do or she actually wants to do like.
No, she'd actually like to. Her name is Misty Dawn? Or no, there's no way it's that predictable. Damn it! I can't remember the Twitter handle now. Hold on.
Now everybody's going to want to see, so you have
to find
it.
Give me a second.
Yeah. Yeah. This is good.
Shut up. You can work at it. I'm trying to find a link. It's not exciting.
No, but I mean, does she want to actually do like full blown?
I'll find it later.
Yeah. Yeah.
You guys, here's your little challenge. If you hear this episode and you want to see this girl's jugs, tweet me, email me, find us on Facebook.
No, you have to look it
I'll
up.
I'll dig
for
it
them.
Up for you.
Yeah.
No, this is going to be interactive content, and I'm
not
going to derail the
fair.
Show because I can't remember her damn handle.
Well, look it up. You got Twitter pulled up right there. She should be on your thing. So she's not going to be on mine. So, I mean, she can be on mine.
No, I'm not. I'm putting my foot down.
No.
If they want to see jugs.
You just close
see,
it.
You don't understand male psychology.
Yeah.
They all want to see jugs.
Well, not everybody does now. Now that we've talked about it, we've talked her up. So.
Yeah.
But what does she want to do? Does she want to actually do like movies or.
Initially,
like
it was literally just I want to get kind of noticed for having killer jugs.
Right.
Killer bosoms. And then it became, hey, I'd like to make a couple of side bucks like. I don't know, maybe adult modeling, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just, I was like, you know, if you're just putting it out there, that you have a big rack.
Yeah.
You should contact Scoreland. They love, that's their thing. They like big chests.
Yeah.
And apparently just the other day, like a recruiter for Scoreland was like, hey, have you ever heard of us? You want to get in touch? And she was like, sure.
But what do they do?
They do soft and hardcore.
Oh, I see. But they do images and stuff like that. So if she just wanted
yes,
to photograph.
Yes, that is pornography.
No, I'm just saying like they can do, you can do movies or you can do, you know.
Yeah, you can choose your own adventure, a whole lot of things over at the good people of Scorelands website.
This is going nowhere good, I don't think.
Really? I think it's awesome that I had friends that were done this stuff. Did I tell you this?
I don't know.
I had another friend who croaked like over the weekend. I guess
no,
we were loose
friends. No, that's what
you
didn't tell me.
Yeah, she did this kind of stuff too. She was another knocker's queen.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And what did she die from?
I think her own hand. I don't want to go into details, but it's actually kind of weird because like we had known each other in the biblical sense.
Oh, no.
And I might have photos of such incident.
Oh.
And now I have pictures of me with a dead person.
Oh, no. That's terrible.
It didn't affect me as much as I think it should have. Like, we didn't date or anything. You know what I mean?
Had she gone down a hard road? I mean, was there substance abuse or depression or what?
That was, like, before we got together.
No. But I'm saying, like, had you heard afterwards? Like, when you
that's what
weren't
I'm saying.
Pulling around anymore, then...
It had literally, she had already gone through all that by the time I got to her.
Oh,
so I don't want to act like that was a new break. If anything, she kind of shaped up with time after me. But I'm not going to reveal any details, any names or anything.
No, I don't.
I don't think I feel much of anything, Allison, because that's something that should have caused a profound existential moment in my life. It's someone younger than me, mind you, by a couple of years.
Yeah.
I don't want to sound like King Ped here.
Well, how did you hear about it then?
Will was also Facebook friends with her.
Yeah.
And possibly also friends in another sense with her.
So what did her Facebook page blow up with, you know, we're going to miss you, that kind of stuff? Or did someone say, hey,
yeah,
listen, she's
all of
gone.
A sudden, Will was, we're just chilling. And I guess he pays attention to his news feed on Facebook.
Mm.
I don't. Like, yeah. If you've ever wondered why I didn't wish you happy birthday or anything, it's because the Facebook app doesn't make clear whose birthday is whose anymore. And honestly, I flip it on, and if I don't have like a red number one next to like messages or the little globe that says something happened, I flip right back off. I don't care.
Yeah.
But he was like, hey, check your news feed. I think so-and-so died.
Wow.
So I went to so-and-so's profile, and sure enough, it was just a bunch of outpouring, like, I should have been there for you. Remember the time we did this? Lots of pictures together, you know, people tagging it. A very sad post from the mom. Ooh. I guess, like, she left a device for them to log into so they could, you know, leave those kinds of things.
Oh, I see.
Which is good. I do the same thing. Like, if you just go to my computer, the Twitter and the Facebook are logged on. So if I accidentally, like, David Carradine myself, because we all know it's going there.
Oh.
They'll be able to say,
that's
like,
terrible.
Funeral.
I feel
it was
bad.
Very sad, man.
It is sad.
I cannot say.
I can't believe you were more broken up about the crisscross dude than someone you actually knew. Like, you want to do a whole show about crisscross.
To be fair, I was hooking up with a chick on and off for like a month. Yeah. And we were like, we would talk now and again after that, but we weren't buddies in
it
any real
matter.
Sense.
It doesn't matter if somebody's gone and you had, you know what I mean? There was.
Well, if I had to compare the joy that, you know, Jump brought me versus. Nah, I guess she wins.
Oh,
one was a song.
That's heavy.
The other was sex.
This is a downer show.
Oh, it's a fine show. Don't worry. Don't worry about it. Because your voice can be upbeat as long as you talk about anything. People are like, I think that was positive. We're supposed to kill who now?
Oh, my goodness.
But it's, I don't know, man. Something about death, unless it's someone that I see every day, doesn't register. Like, I'm more affected by the fact a closer friend of mine is going through some health stuff right now.
Yeah.
And he jokes openly about, like, you know, I didn't want to live that long anyow. And every time I hear him say that, I'm just like, ugh.
Yeah,
that kind of creeps me out. But yeah, someone actually dying. And I thought it'd be more like Dante from Clerks.
Yeah.
He sleeps with a girl who dies, and it's this huge moment to him.
Yeah.
But I guess we're more supposed to take away that Dante's a massive puss and not that it's going to faze you that much.
I don't know. I lost a good friend, I think, in like 2003. I have my best friend since I was 11, and we all grew up together very, very close. Like,
what happened?
He shot himself on Thanksgiving. So
way to ruin it for the family. What a prick move. I'm sorry.
And after that,
not trying to be funny there.
We actually had, we would have Thanksgivings all together. But I mean, they
were
close.
So what, you failed to invite him one year? But he's
no,
like, I'll
he
show you,
went.
Allison.
And we called them the guys because there was three brothers and a couple friends. And we just always referred to them the guys. We were the girls. And the guys left Thanksgiving dinner. I had just had surgery.
Oh, so he ate?
So he did, but then the guys.
So he ate your food, which you could have used as a yummy leftover.
But all the guys left to go to do a second Thanksgiving at someone else's house, like, you know, with the other families or whatever. And he left right with them. And so we thought they were all going all together. He went home and shot himself. And the brothers went on to the Thanksgiving.
What did he do after that, though?
Huh? What did he do after
that? Yeah, after he shot himself. Like, he went home and shot himself. And then what?
No, what I was going to say is the other brothers had went on. I wasn't continuing his story.
I thought he was going to, like, you know, slip home, shoot himself, get the right shoes, and head back out.
No. And then his brothers are the ones that found him shot. Yep. Because they shared an apartment together.
Can't laugh my way out of this one.
No, it was super sad. He was very young. I think he
was.
Why
did he do it?
You know what?
I'll tell you why mine did if you tell me why yours did.
They don't know why. He didn't leave a note or anything. And actually, of the siblings, he was the together one. There's three other siblings. There's the oldest one, who was my best friend. And
you're just best friends with everyone in the family.
She went to community college for like 7 or 10 years. And she was kind of aimless as far as her job or career and all of that. Not that she's not nice and a giving, nice person.
No, she's just a loser. Go on.
The next one, the second oldest, is the one that killed himself. But he was very together, always paid his bills, had his own car, a nice newer car, had a good job. He went
chewed each bite a lot.
And he was very well groomed and really together, good with his money. And now the next brother, he got into drugs and dealing drugs, nearly went to jail. And then the littlest brother was kind of aimless too, kind of a mama's boy, didn't really want to, you know, apply himself in school and that kind of thing. So really, Joshua was the one who was the most together.
He was fighting his nature, is what you're saying, by trying to be something in life.
And he was doing very well. He went into the Air Force Reserve. He had received awards there and things like that. But some people question maybe it had something to do right before he died. They said he was taking some trips. And he would just be gone for several days. And they'd say, like, where
nothing
are you?
Suspicious there.
And he would say he was in North Carolina or South Carolina and just doing.
How old was he?
Like 27.
And he's just randomly disappearing for how long?
Like a few days.
During the week? During a work week or weekends?
No, I mean, he wouldn't miss work or anything. He was very responsible. All his bills were paid.
So he was probably like banging some chick on the side or a guy. And
yeah, or something. I mean, I don't know.
And then they might have broken it off.
Who knows? I mean, that's what they're kind of suspecting.
I would never kill myself over anyone. I could never, like, allow someone else's ego to inflate like that.
No, I mean, I don't want to kill myself at all. So,
like, well, even
I mean,
if
we
you
were
did,
talking about
I'm
this
just
the
saying,
other day.
I'd
like,
never
I was,
do it over that.
I was talking with my friend Brian, and like, I was so sick once. I was so super duper sick. I had eaten this cheese popcorn or something.
Oh, and I thought you were gonna say you like drove past an interracial
and
couple.
My abdomen was like,
come on, something for that, something.
No, my abdomen was like so distended, like you could just tap it like a, and you just like a drum, dum dum. Like it was just, I was ready to pop. I wanted to go to the hospital.
And what is your Twitter handle again, so the guys can look at your sexy pictures?
It's Allison with a zero.
Timpani gut.
Oh my. Anyway, they I was super duper sick, and I wanted to throw up. I just wanted to throw up. I wanted to make this popcorn come out one way or the other because I was miserable. Like, nearly went to the emergency room, that miserable. And I went to go just stick my finger down my throat, and I could not make myself throw up. Like, let alone.
Why were you like this again?
Just, I think the popcorn had made me sick or done something.
Popcorn doesn't, like, turn someone into Violet Beauregard.
Oh, it was bad. It was like when you see roadkill and they're ready to pop on the side
of
the road. Yeah,
that was great. Me. Don't you just want to walk up with, like, a crochet needle?
I was praying that
hold
I would
your
just,
nose as you do it.
Like, you just want to trip and let it all come out somehow, out my ears, eyes. I was just
my
sick.
Favorite are the deers, the deer on their side that are so swollen, like
their
the hands limbs. Almost out doing a Hitler salute.
Yeah,
like they look like exactly a blow up deer, just the legs and arms out of kimbo.
But I talked to a friend of mine. I was like, I can't even make myself throw up, and they're like, oh, you're not putting your fingers down far enough. Why don't you try a pencil? Why don't you?
Yeah, if you reach in and grab the contents of your stomach and pull it out, that'll
I
work.
I just can't do it. So imagine me trying to kill myself. Like, I'd be like, oh, I can't. Ooh, this is really ouchy. Like, I just can't.
Hey, most people
it.
Go a much easier way than cramming something down their throat.
No, no,
gag,
I mean, but
though.
To slip my wrist or to hang myself.
So messy. So messy.
Why would I want to do that?
I've thought about how I'd do it.
Josh,
not that
actually,
that's a warning sign.
He went to Walmart and had bought a gun and shot himself.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We just got political in this piece.
I mean, it was super duper sad. And because he was so young, and then his brother sang at his funeral and they wrote a song just for him. And they kind of have like, it wasn't like a
good song.
It wasn't like the song on Airplane where the, you know, where the tubes come out and, you know, she's still at. It wasn't like a cheesy kind of song. They have more kind of a Dave Matthews kind of vibe to their whatever.
About their dead brother.
Yeah.
Written in how brief a time?
I don't know. It was short, but it was so
unless
sad.
You're Elton John, do not compose a song for a funeral for a friend.
Kiss my grits. He just changed the words to Candle
but
in the Wind.
He wrote
wind.
The original. Come on.
That
he
is,
gets to do that.
That is so dumb. That was the
at
dumbest.
At smaller funerals, he should just be allowed to switch them out again. He should be allowed to sing either version he wants. Just be like, you know it's a dead person's song. Knock it off.
Change the Dust in the Wind to Joshua.
Oh, yeah.
No, you can't.
Goodbye, England's Josh.
No, this is terrible. Anyway, so we don't really know why. So why did this girl do it?
Well, it was apparently she had I guess, fibromyalgia or whatever, which is code for I'm a girl who wants an excuse to not give you sex when you want it.
Really?
It is.
I don't think
I've dated the fibromyalgia girls for a couple times. They never have it early in the relationship. Not once. While you're just putting a pumping on it from behind. Oh, their hips can take it then.
Oh, my.
A couple months in, though. Oh, my elbows. Oh, my knees.
And you're single. Why?
Because I'm too full of compassion for others. The girls, they worry that I won't have enough room in my heart because it's so filled with other people.
I mean, fibromyalgia is pretty bad. It's pretty debilitating. It can be. But it's kind of like me. I don't have a lot of sympathy for people when they're talking about, like, peanut allergies and ADHD and all this. Like, we've all got attention deficits. Like, okay. So everyone does. Mm-hmm. Everyone's popping a pill for that. Like, to me, that's just bogus. It's more of a behavioral, cultural thing. We're all linked into our phones and we can't sit still.
The rap music and the ADD.
No, but nobody just watches TV anymore. It's like you're watching TV and you're doing Twitter and Facebook and texting and you're overstimulated.
I'll say this. You know? It's, to me, it's beyond a certain level. People throw it around way too much. Like, oh, I have ADD. It's the same way you can get drunk once a month and be like, oh, I'm such an alky. No, man. Alcoholism, like you wake up and you brush your teeth with whiskey. But she had that and then apparently was like under house arrest and the sheriff came to like check in on her and she had just like popped a bunch of pills, I think, beforehand.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
I feel bad.
You know,
now, I mean, I'm kind of picturing it. Again, we hadn't talked in a while.
Somebody else.
I would just kind of check in and be like, hey, you still with your boyfriend? Yeah.
Oh, my.
All right. Take care.
Someone else just said that their cousin just did that. She just popped a bunch of pills. She's got an eating disorder. So she's like 5'8", 5'9". She weighs like 90 pounds. And she just popped a bunch of pills. And now she's on watch and all that. It's kind of sad.
Really? She sounds pretty built. Not going to lie. Sounds pretty slender.
Yeah. I wish I could do it. Like,
you get to see those hip bones above the belt line?
Oh. I don't feel good. It's even worse for dudes. Like, when they're super skinny like that.
I don't know. Don't super skinny guys tend to have, like, really big dongs?
I think just because you're thinner, it does add length. We've had this conversation.
Oh, so you mean, like, I've heard every 20 pounds adds, like, an inch or something like that?
20 pounds off, you mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Right. So if you're
length. Oh, I wish it were the other way. Are you kidding me? I wouldn't be wasting my time with this show.
I'm eating donuts.
I'd just be slamming it on the table like a bowling pin, just for emphasis.
I'm eating donuts in this T-bone for my wiener. I have to pull it in a wagon.
I would learn to spin it the way like a burlesque dancer does her tassels.
Oh, my.
Actually, if I were down to my knee, my pants would not stay on.
Something came up on Twitter, and I didn't follow the link after that, but it was called something like...
Lemonparty.org?
No, it's something like Huge Junk. It's like...
How did you resist?
The big junk book or something.
Okay.
But it's not, they didn't say junk, but whatever, you know.
I'm straight and I would click like, that.
I thought it was one of those things like where you click on someone's page and then you look at someone left a funny comment and then you click on theirs. And it was kind of like, now I'm, you know, 6 degrees.
The Russian dolls of zero content that is social media.
Anyhow, there was a little thing that came up and somebody had an image on their page, and when I was looking at their images, just scrolling through without pulling up all of their images, and I was just scrolling one by one, then this huge surprise was there. And I was
really?
Like, it does not even look...
What hue?
Huh?
What hue of color?
Well, I mean, you're guessing right just by asking that question, but...
Now I'm no longer interested. I only celebrate beautiful white penises on this show.
Well, the biggest one apparently is a white dude.
Yeah, he's a really weird guy. I've heard he was interviewed in Rolling Stone.
I think he was like, interviewed there and
it
did
generates
radio shows
heat.
And stuff.
Like you can put your hands around it and feel the heat coming off it.
But didn't Stern interview him too or something?
I think by that point I had punched out on Stern, but yes, I believe so.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't follow up.
And then he's like, I'm bi and I've slept with over 5,000 people or something, which means like 400... You know, 4,996 men and
two chicks.
Yeah. A couple of girls whose pelvises were just destroyed.
That is just incredible. I'm thinking like a vagina is only just a few inches. So you've got like,
I've heard,
you know, so really what is that doing? Like the poor fella. I mean, most of, I guess, your action is in the top half.
Most of his action is covering his ears and going la, 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 as he hears flesh rip beneath him. That's what.
You just see a hall full of women split in two. Just like a zombie apocalypse.
Just like popped footballs.
And they're like, has Jacob been here? What happened to these women?
Just a baseball you knocked the stitching
off. But now there's
a
book of it. So now we'll have to look that up. So now they can look up boobs and then they can look up the big wiener.
Well, they can tweet you for the big wiener book.
I don't know what it is.
You'll
just snap
pictures from the one on your coffee table.
Somebody will have to tweet me what it is because I don't really
So you
remember.
Brought up something and you don't know what it is.
Only that
what's it like to host a show?
Only that I saw that image and I was like, holy moly. Like,
what is your take on that? I can almost read.
Yeah.
Before you say it, hold on, I'll read your face. I just know your temperament.
Right.
You don't like George Clooney.
Yeah.
You'll take bigger, but you're an average person because you're there for the personality more than anything. You just don't want it so little that it's a point of laughter. Like he needs to be able to wear a condom. I'm gonna leave it at that.
Poor trash bag.
If you had your druthers, every man would be average.
Oh my!
A good vanilla porridge, 6 inch.
Oh really?
This is me speaking for you. Now you come and correct me, and just grab your arm at the elbow, and you go, this is what I want. As you ball your fist into a mock head, mock glands.
When I mentioned this before, it's kind of ruined things with people that have wanted to date me after, because then all they talk about is, I don't know why men ask.
Well, then this will inspire you to get more Twitter followers for us because you're going to ruin it for all the ones you have so far. Continue.
But what I'm saying is, why do men ask, like, what's the biggest?
What, that you've had?
Yes.
Oh, I don't. Are you kidding me? Because I know the answer won't be me. I almost get offended when women say that I'm a pretty good size because I know I'm not. I'm like, again, I'm.
But I mean, you could six. Be. I mean, the size is all relative.
Yeah, but when they're like, oh, God, that's so big. No, it's not. No, it's not. I don't. Like, if a girl had a pair of 34 Bs, I wouldn't just constantly go, those are so big. I've never seen bigger bread. Get the hell out of here. We all know it's a charade.
No, but they could be, still, even though they're a 34B, they could be the most
they
perfect
could be
pair
killer.
You ever saw.
I would not comment on their size, though.
Right.
Or I
but
might
you could,
say.
If she said you feel the best, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay, you could feel the best. Like you were catered for that sleeve.
Oh, you mean the way how it like bends 90 degrees to the left, but it's bifurcated?
What's wrong with that?
Yeah. It looks like Sideshow Bob's hair.
I've heard that some women's vaginas are built like a banana. So you kind of.
I thought they all were. I thought they all kind of curved up. Like it was like a hill you would sled down as a kid in reverse.
Oh, I didn't picture it like that. I kind of pictured the banana and you had to go in and make a left turn.
Oh, you just. No, no. They meant bending up. I don't know what malady you suffer from. You're like, mine just bends down and merges into my ass.
No, to my hip bone. So that's why we're like in an X. It's like somebody had said that before. He's like, well, some women are built like a banana. Because I was saying, well, wieners are all different shapes and sizes. And, you know, there's a million kinds of wieners out there. And they were like, well, don't think vaginas.
Sounds like a Dr. Seuss book.
Well, he was saying, don't think that all vaginas are the same. Meaning, not necessarily on the outside, but the inside. Like some.
Yeah,
turn.
Some have gonorrhea.
And he wasn't necessarily saying about the size either. He was just saying like kind of like the shape or.
Yeah, they can have different paths, but they're all. It's all kind of the same.
Well, I mean, that's the same with wieners. I mean, we get it.
I mean, I've never entered one and been like, well, now what adventure am I going on? It is what it is.
Maybe they need rollers.
It's much more the external that's different, honestly.
Oh, that was that was the other thing too. I just saw someone's thing on Twitter too, and they had all of these nude things, but it was a lot of personalities, women's personalities. And
what do you mean by personalities? Let's act like we're not four.
You said this was
my personality. You're still a tinkle. Take me to the bathroom, daddy.
That's right. You said this was a clean episode.
You don't have to say personality. The euphemisms don't have to get to the point. We don't know what the hell you're talking
about. Well, I don't like the terms cookie and frog and bobo.
My tootsie.
My bobo needs to go somewhere.
My bobo needs a pounding.
Actually, this one Puerto Rican girl, she called it her dodo. So she'd be like, my dodo's hurting.
That probably means something in their tongue.
It doesn't, actually.
Really?
Because I asked them. I was like, what does dodo mean? And it means nothing. It's just whatever she made up for it. But yeah, and some of these were like hanging out and down.
Well, like prolapsed?
Like you have the hamburger bun.
Yeah.
But then what's hanging out?
The Arby's.
Yeah, but it's really far.
Yeah.
Like,
there are surgeries for these things.
No, like really far.
I know. I know.
I don't look at enough, apparently.
The rich man's wallet look. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
where the bills are just pouring out.
But the thing is like, they're like sitting. This one woman, she's the one, she actually posted some of herself where I said she does the, what is it? Not casual porn, but what did they call it?
I like the tongue click.
what did I call it? There's a term, the term for it.
Amateur porn?
Not amateur. It was something else. Just meaning like you do it in just a casual atmosphere or something.
Exhibitionist? Cam girl?
Kind of. Anyway, along that lines. But basically, it's just herself and maybe one person or whatever that does her shots or whatever she does. But she had him and she was like sitting on a bench and like her business. Like, if you're going to take that photograph, why wouldn't you just tuck them in? Like, you could tuck them in. Like, why wouldn't it? You just make it look
maybe
like...
Maybe she doesn't want to practice to deceive.
Why wouldn't you just tuck them in and make it look like the hamburger bun?
But then a guy who gets with her is going to be all
but
pumped.
But they're not. Because
and
it's
then it'll be like the American flag being unfurled from a rafter.
No,
and you'll just be like, what?
It's a business. Now, when you go to McDonald's or when you go to a restaurant, does your burger look
exactly... Well, they make cereal and then they use Elmer's as the milk in the commercials. What's your point?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying because it's a product.
There are guys into that look. I don't know what to say. Some. More guys aren't. I'll put it that way.
I mean, if it's your wife...
That surgery only works in one direction. There aren't girls running to Dr. Feelgood saying, you know what I could use more of? Some knuckle, some moose knuckle.
I need some sleeves.
Yeah, need some meat in that seat.
Wow. But I mean, I understand bigger and smaller and all that, but this was just like if you're sitting on a bench and then it's just hanging off the chair, like she's a thin person. Like that's just too much stuff. Like if I was going to photograph that myself,
yeah.
I would think, you know, the sunlight's coming, her legs
are open.
Would
you want her to just like rest a textbook on top of it? Was it that much?
It was just...
Did it look like the beginnings of a pancake?
It looked like purpley, wavy kind of...
Like a man-o-war.
Purple kale, kind of.
Wow.
Like, it's just... Yeah, and I'm thinking... But the thing is like, it's a still photograph, so she's not live or whatever, so you could have just tucked them in.
I understand. This world isn't Harry Potter. It's not a ghost inside a frame. Still photograph. Doesn't move. Check.
But that's the same with you. If you're going to photograph your business, why?
Well, I'm going to do that James Dean pose where it's black and white and tasteful, and it's just this hydrant out between my legs.
But
then I'll look at the camera like, I'm sorry, did I leave that there?
But I mean, you could, some people have their toilet in there, they're standing over the toilet, or they're what, you know what I mean? Like, why would you do that? I mean, if you're going to do it and make it for a photo, like, why not try to make it the best photo or show your business?
Are you talking about that really great picture of, like, the black chick in her bra and panties, and she's, like, taking a picture down, and she's in
and
the bathroom?
Poop, yeah.
She has a deuce floater.
But I mean, when people do that and you do these selfies.
I never get sick of that one.
My sister is one of those ones. Like, she loves having her photo taken, and she's not photogenic. So
I abhor it. And your sister is a goblin. Continue.
She has to take a million photos. But she'll put on, like, an outfit or whatever, and she'll be in her room, which is like your
mom's
room.
Do you know what
room.
Outfit your sister would look great in? The killer's costume from Scream.
I don't.
She could also dress up like Tom Cruise in Eyes Wide Shut before he took off his mask at the ball.
Oh my goodness, she's beautiful.
She's also good as Mike Myers. She'd make a good Jason. I can go
but
on.
But she takes photographs with all the sundries and stuff around. But if you have a blank wall, why wouldn't you just take advantage of it? I mean, again, with a photograph, not everyone has, like me with photographs, I have an artistic eye and a kind of a, you know, whatever. I took a lot of photos.
I'm just open with my body because it's that beautiful. I'm like a Robin Thicke video.
I took pictures of your brother and they came out very nice.
That's true.
I mean, he looks handsome. He is a handsome man, but the photographs that
you
he takes.
You caught yourself there quickly.
No, the
You're like, I've worked a lot of magic. He looks okay.
No, but the photographs he takes of himself when he does his selfies, you look at them and there's just his trash is on the floor and, you know, just stuff's on the counter. He's got toothpaste splats on the mirror. And you're thinking, come on, William, like, wouldn't you want to wipe that off a little bit? I don't know. That's ridiculous.
I know what you're saying. A big part of that is people pose in front of the mirror.
But like, if you're gonna take a picture of yourself and mm-hmm. you're gonna send a nude,
I haven't taken one from the waist up in a long time.
But that's what I'm saying. But why would you do it when you have Cheeto crumbs on your abdomen or there's Cheeto crumbs in your meat mess? Like, why would you?
I don't eat Cheetos that way.
Whatever, you would have lo mein noodles.
I don't know what they taught you in your preschool, but
I'm just saying, like, why wouldn't you? You would suck in your stomach and you would try to push up your business.
Well, that's true.
You wouldn't just.
I kind of try to choke it so that, like, all the blood in the world, like, I'll literally, it'll yeah. almost be like a Looney Tune. You jump up yeah. once, and then if, again, Bugs Bunny didn't lie to me, yeah. when you land, all of your blood goes to your feet. And then when it's swinging back up, you yeah. catch it right in there.
That's the other
thing.
And then
you choke it. like you're strangling a Barbie by making the okay sign. And then you take that picture.
Yeah, but you don't want your hand in there, do you?
Of course.
You do? No. Do you?
It's okay. Like, I don't have very... I got... They aren't the biggest hands. They're not, like, freakishly small.
Why
not
just
like,
do it like a ring?
That's what I'm saying. Oh. Well, yeah. And then the hand kind of cups the rest of it.
I gotcha.
Like, it's almost this cornucopia of testicle pouring forth.
I don't know.
It's like but all I mean, this you, and more.
But if you're going to have your stomach, you're not going to push out your stomach and you're not going to, you know what I mean? Why would you're going to suck in your stomach?
No, I push it out. Like, I'm right in the middle of doing a deadlift, like a dog walking on its hind legs. I just shut out my gut.
But that's what I'm saying. She should have tucked her lips and the other thing. Like,
well, she might have been making a statement in all honesty.
I mean,
because I know some girls who have that going on.
Yeah.
And once in a while, they'll just send me something. They'll be like, doesn't it look bad? I'm like, well, not really. Especially a guy in the heat of the moment. No one's going to be like, get out of here.
You can't unring that bell. You're born with it. That's like you have a crazy mole.
You can get a it's like an easy surgery, man. It's like.
Yeah, but who's going to do that? That's like people who have a mole on their face. And you think, why don't they just.
Porn stars do it. Houston, the porn star, she had that done. And
yeah,
then she had them put in Lucite.
Because that's your business. And that's for this woman, it is her business.
But I don't think it's that expensive a surgery, in all
but
honesty.
But when you're talking about Reddit people or whatever, they're just college students and whatever else.
Yeah.
They're not going to spend their whatever extra pizza money or beer money on
that's true.
That. I mean, maybe later on. But I mean, if you met her and she's your girlfriend or you're going to whatever, you're not going to say, I can't do that. So what's
it certainly wouldn't be a deal breaker. No. I wouldn't be like jumping for joy, but I wouldn't exactly care a ton either. If they look good otherwise.
Yeah, I mean, but I'm saying for a photograph, I think you want to look your best.
That's true.
I mean, if I post a photo of myself, I have a lot of ridiculous, silly
again,
photos.
Again, people just sometimes want to make a point, especially sexually.
Well, like, what about the chicks when they do their boobs, but they push them together like two pancakes?
Oh, you
like,
mean the angels.
That doesn't look good.
Well, it's good if, like,
if they're
everything
small.
Is exposed. Like, if you're actually mashing them down, that's stupid. If you're reaching underneath it and you're just giving yourself more cleavage, that's fine.
I mean, I think if you're holding them up, maybe all the way up.
Are you talking about the dummies that pose with, like, their arms over their chest? Like, they look like a vato?
Not necessarily, but they'll try to, like, push it in. So, but they're, like, mashed, like, too.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
Nah.
It makes me think of putting something in between it.
No, not when they're just.
If you know what I'm saying.
If they're smaller, it's fine.
If
but
you
I think,
get where I'm putting that, Allison.
Yeah, I see. I see the fever of
Do
your
Do you know
flavor.
What I was talking about? An eclair.
I actually love eclairs. I haven't had one in forever.
Me neither. Let's get some right after the show.
Good ones. Like good ones, you know.
That's true.
Yeah.
Well, when you have a bad one, you just cut it open and then you put a stick of butter inside it. And
well,
then you
I had
just
these,
shut the hood of the car.
I saw at 7-Eleven, I went for some Diet Coke juice.
Mm-hmm.
And they were calling them eclairs, but they were just Long Johns that were Bavarian filled. You know, they were Long John donuts. You know, they're like a Boston cream, but they're longer.
Okay, yeah.
And sometimes
yeah.
they're cream filled and sometimes they're Bavarian filled, but they were calling those eclairs. But an eclair.
It's seven.
Actually, I know.
Really, we're judging 7-Eleven.
But they're calling them eclairs. Why not just call it a donut?
They called it beef jerky and it was made out of rat poop. rat poop and twigs.
Let me have that cheeseburger hot dog looking thing.
Yeah, I've had the burger dogs before.
That is just disgusting. But, I mean, back to people with sizes. I mean, why would you just ask that? I mean, why would you...
Like the biggest?
Yeah, why would you say that to someone?
Well, a lot of guys, I think, are nervous in that aspect. And they almost dig the self-fulfilling doom prophecy of yeah. it. Like, they want to know, but they don't want to know. It's the same way, yeah. like... I want to know that you haven't slept with 30 guys. Yeah. I don't want to know that you slept with 50.
Sometimes my ex-husband actually asked me, he asked me what the best experience I ever had was.
That is somehow far more horrific a question.
But I said I didn't say anything. And I think that was smart. I was very young when I had gotten married and we were just dating at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't say anything. You know,
that's when you go, you daddy. Just like that, in that voice.
And I really think that that's the best thing you can do, because when I've been forthcoming about certain things like that, it's been just like the doomsday. Like you might as well bury yourself. If you say, oh, like myself, I've never been with someone who was small. So, ever.
That sounds like an awful question, though. Like, what was the best experience?
Yeah.
What are you supposed to go, okay, there's this guy. He did it exactly the opposite of the way you do it. And... Or there's a guy and he did it exactly like you, but he was much bigger. So there was that. There's no answer from that will work. Unless you just say, oh, it's you. End of story.
But the last
and then the guy's going to be like, sure. Because anyone who asked that question obviously yeah. has some sort of like problem yeah. with the self-esteem. I don't want to know. Like, yeah. I really, when it comes to a chick, I just would prefer... Well, you didn't have an STD, if we're going to get picky and yeah. highfalutin. I like that. And don't have banged a ton of guys. And I define ton as like beyond 20.
Yeah.
I guess if you're older, beyond 20 is fine. But if you're like 25, you're like, I've been with 36 dudes. I don't really
care about, you know, I think sometimes people have had experiences or college or whatever, and they just
yeah.
did a bunch.
They've had an experience called molestation, and then they have lots of other experiences.
I mean, I don't like necessarily, but just because, you know, they did that in the past doesn't mean that's how they. But to me, it's more important is of a number in a short amount of time. You know what I mean? We've talked about that, too. Like if you were married for 10 years, like myself. And then I've been single for, let's say, a year.
What if my plane crashes in the Andes and I think I'm going to die?
But then I say, you know what I mean? I was with only one person until last year and my count is 30. Well, 30 doesn't sound bad for a 40-year-old. But knowing that I banged 29 guys.
I'd be amazed you could walk into the studio.
In 1 year. You see what I'm saying? That's
you know,
disgusting.
That bow-legged cowboy gait. Hello, partner.
I mean, to me, that's disgusting. That's just too many. Like, why? What do you got, a conveyor belt? You got an escalator? I mean, that's just nasty.
I like that. A conveyor belt of dong.
Oh, that's so gross. Yeah, I mean, I just don't ask people that. Don't ask chicks that. Don't ask the biggest. Don't ask the...
I'll never ask biggest. Ever.
Yeah.
Ever. Why? Unless you're going to, like, think about it and get off to it. Like, that's your poison.
The last guy I dated, he asked me that question, and I told him. And then it was... I didn't even want to go out on a date with him anymore because he just kept talking about everyone else. I wasn't talking about
yeah.
that person. I said,
oh, guys
we
are
all...
so weird like that.
But I said, you know what?
I'll give you that. Like, the whole hot wife community where it's, like, yeah. guys who are like... I finally got my wife to admit she'd sleep with another man in front of me. It's like, yeah, that was her burning urge, not you badgering her into it for 18 months. She was fine. And if she does want other guys, she doesn't want you in the mix. She just wants yeah. to cheat on you, you twerp.
But But he just kept saying things about it over and over and over. And I guess he wasn't up to that size or whatever. Then I said, well, why did you even ask that question? Who cares?
Because he loves feeling inadequate and then taking it out on you.
I guess, but it got annoying. And I said, enough of that. You know, I mean, that's just crazy. I can't help. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What my ex-husband
Shaquille
had.
O'Neal was really nice. He was a charming guy. Who could have said no?
I mean, my ex-husband, he just, you know, he's a gifted person. So, I mean.
Your ex-husband, Lamar. Lamar Washington.
Mr. Potato Head, actually. He's a white Mr. Potato Head. But.
Okay.
I mean, but don't ask people that.
I don't.
Don't ask.
Sometimes
that.
If I'm getting serious with a chick, I'll usually ask the head count.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't think that that's so. But the thing is, like, everyone lies about it, I think, too. So.
Oh, yeah. You,
so what do they say?
Depends
the rule
on the
them,
girl.
You know what I mean? If she says six, then you got to add 10 or whatever. Like, I don't know what the rule is. But somebody says there's a rule of thumb. Like, if she says she's been with three, then that means 13. If it, you know what I mean?
I thought it was plus three for women, minus three for men. Isn't that the American pie rule?
I don't know. Is that how it goes for real?
I trust me. I'm pretty sure I've been with women who have shaved off form.
Do you know
more.
Your head count? Will you share yours?
Who,
I
mine?
Mean, not, you don't have to share it here, but I mean, will you share it with the women?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's starting to get to the point where I probably shouldn't, though. Like, it isn't horrible, horrible, but it's getting up to there to the point where they're just kind of like,
11-1.
Yeah.
He's just making
I should
up
just present
numbers.
It, yeah, as a math problem. Like, if you can solve it, brains, enjoy.
That is terrible. I mean, mine's extraordinarily low, so.
You keep saying.
Yeah. I mean, I don't
and
sleep
each,
around.
Each guy who sleeps with you is just like, she's only been with four. I can't believe it. And then the next guy, four.
Then it goes down. From
yeah.
There.
Every so often you even shave one.
I was married. We did it once.
You're my second.
Yeah. I mean. That's...
Too low creeps me out.
Huh?
Too low creeps me
yeah,
out.
But what if you've been married for 100 years? I mean, I was married. I was with my ex-husband for a long time.
I understand.
Yeah. So.
You're just alley cat virgin over here. Well, let's punch out on this one.
All right. I'm a good egg.
So you say. So you say, and so we are to believe. Yeah. Allison, thank you for joining me.
Oh, thank you.
If the boys want to add to your head count, they first need to follow you on Twitter.
Correct.
And then DM you photos.
Oh, my.
Of their stuff.
Holy smokes.
And to do so, it's at Allison Frank, AllisonFrank.
Yep.
I'm not going to get any women DMing me anything good.
Yeah, they will.
Nah, they'll text it, they'll email it, they won't DM it.
They won't?
No, it's only the men that hit on me on the Twitter. And really just the one. My gay fan.
Oh, that's fun.
It's flattering.
It is flattering.
It is.
I'd be flattered if a chick liked me.
He's good people. Mm-hmm. But you want to harass me, John Papa Giorgio, on Twitter. It's at Papa's Basement. Website inpapasbasement.com. Go there for new hour-long episodes of the show every Monday and every Thursday. And every Friday, I post a review of a movie I haven't seen yet. Except for this weekend, because, again, taking the whole week off. It's glorious, by the way.
Wow.
And click on the iTunes link at the top of the site, especially if you can use your iDevice, get the podcast app, look up Papa's Basement, subscribe us, and rate us. Positively.
Yes.
I always have to add that part. All right, till the next one.
Bye.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way.